entering another dimension, a dimension of sight and sound. The Chazinator Zone. The Chazinator Zone. The Chazinator
Zone. It's a twister! It's a twister!
Son of a bitch!
Bitch!
Son of a bitch! 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 A gun! You thought I was gonna say son of a bitch, didn't you?
New music for your mind.
It's Monday. You're listening to RGIN. You know what that means, planet Earth. It's time for Technotronica with your host, me, the Chazinator. The Chazinator.
Catch my breath, I can go on and on and on. When the lights go down and there's no
listening to Technotronica Live. Now sit your ass down and act like it. Welcome to Technotronica, everybody. Oh my God, it is going to be a crazy ass show today. I got so much shit to talk about. I don't even know where to begin, okay? But one thing I want to talk about this week is RuPaul's Drag Race. It's on the Logo channel. I don't know if you've heard it or seen it, you know. A lot of people, you know, haven't checked it out yet. I just finally got to see, like, all the episodes because Logo does this thing where they, like, kind of catch you up on what's been going on, keep you up to date, and they just play all of the shows on the weekends. And so I got to see all the shows that I missed, which was really nice because there was a lot of them. And there were so many characters on there. And my favorite character's name on the show, which is actually they're real people. I shouldn't say characters, but when they're dressed in drag, they're quite a character, each one of them. Angina, it's this little Filipino guy, and when he dresses in drag, he just doesn't even wear a wig. He just shaves his head bald. He puts on this, like, something on his head every time. It's like a little kind of hat, like a beanie type of thing. Just funny as hell. He was really my favorite of everybody in the show. I guess he got booted off the show in the last episode, which kind of pissed me off, you know, and made me really wonder, is there such a thing as a gay contest that isn't rigged, you know? I know there's never been one I've entered that wasn't rigged, and including one that I've won. I've been in rigged contests, and I know how we faggots like to rig shit to make it look better. It's all about the show. It's not about the contestants, really, you know. So you might not be the best contestant, but you might still win if you got the right connection. So I wonder about that. And I reached out to some of the queens from the show this week on MySpace, and I sent them friend requests. And I'm hoping that in the coming weeks I'll be able to get some of them to come on the air with me and actually do a show. So that would be really cool. Oh, that's right, the time change. Yeah, it says 10:13 on my computer, so it should be time to start the show. Here we go. I'm going to go ahead and pop in some more songs. I got some Hot Butter Popcorn, Drunken Monkey by Calabria. And then I'll be back to chat a little bit more. So here we go. We'll be right back.
drop the bass.
Drunken Monkey by Calabria. If you're not in the chat room now, all you have to do is click on that video screen in front of you. If you can hear this, you can join us in the chat room, or you can at least watch me live on video. So just click on the video screen, and that will take you right into my live video feed. Right now, I'm on fire. I've got like flames all over the place. It's an effect that I use. It's really fun. I'm glad you joined me for Technotronica Live today. And for those of you who are listening to the podcast, thank you for tuning in. Remember that you can add this to your iTunes subscription by going to technotronica.podomatic.com. And you can also record a voice message for me to play on my show if you would like. This show is live every Monday and every Friday at 10 a.m. Central U.S. time. And the world time zones for the show are on my MySpace page, where you can hear it and see it as well. That's on myspace.com/chazonator. That's C-H-A-Z-O-N-A-T-O-R. You can also find out more about me, your host, at chazonator.com. So go there. I've got a CD out. I've got 17 tracks on it. You can hear all of them for free right there online on chazonator.com. I designed that website myself, and I'm very proud of it. And if you like that and you want a website similar to that, just email me from chazonator.com, and maybe I can help hook you up with a really cool flash site yourself. So we're going to move on here. We've got some more songs. We've got Plummet, Madonna, Nelly Furtado. Actually, I'll start with Nelly Furtado. All Good Things Come to an End. I really like that that song a lot. And then, you know, later I'll be talking some more about RuPaul's Drag Race and some of the bitches on that show. It was just nuts to watch this show this weekend. And I'll be discussing Rihanna a little bit later on in the hour as well and her situation. So if you're in the chat room, I'll be back with you in just a moment. There's a 15-second delay on the radio cast. So, you know, if you're wondering why I'm not typing at this moment, it's because I'm broadcasting live and I'm announcing. But I'll be there in just a second. For now, enjoy Nelly Furtado, All Good Things Come to an End.
listening to RGIN, the home of the Radio Gay International Network.
I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to be your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to be your lover. 50 ways to be your lover.
Would you please explain about the 50 ways? dance to him. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just jump off the key, leave, and get yourself free.
God, where is everybody today? That is just so weird. Usually this room is just filled with people, this chat room. It must be the time zone change. A lot of people just probably don't remember, you know, that the show is on at this time, you know, with the time change and everything. I just wanted to talk about Angina again. If you're listening, Angina, I love you. I really do. I fell in love with Angina on RuPaul's Drag Race. It was such a good show, and I cried when she won the Mac Spokesmodel contest. That is contest where you had to, like, get up in front of the camera for, like, 10 minutes, and you had to do the best job you could trying to represent Mac. They have a makeup line, and 100% of the profits from that makeup line go to HIV/AIDS, related causes. And, when Angina won this competition, she just started crying at just like so hard, just like she couldn't stop crying. And she just admitted and told the whole world on national TV that he's been living with HIV for 2 years. And I thought that took such incredible bravery. And I just started crying too. It just like really made me bawl, you know, to know that somebody out there was living with this and that they had the courage to get up and actually talk about it. And, her parents didn't even know, you know, that she has HIV. So I thought that was an amazing thing. So bravo to you for really being a strong person, Angina. My favorite episode of the show was when the queens had to dress these butch women up in hair and makeup. And it was just unreal. In the beginning of the episode, RuPaul brings in all these really butch women. And she's like, okay, now you drag queens are going to get your asses in shape. So these butch women started like, really working these guys up and like making them like work out and everything. And there was this one queen. Oh, what was his name? He was like the bitchiest one out of all of them, I think. Chanel. Yeah, Chanel was like really bitchy. And he almost passed out because he just couldn't even do it. He couldn't work out at all. So his body was like all out of shape and everything. Even though he said he lost 60 pounds, you know. I don't think he did it with cardio because his heart was not up to this challenge. But these big, butch, macho women had to turn around after they trained these drag queens, and the drag queens had to dress them up in makeup and everything. So they got their hair all big, and they got everything, like, just makeup, lipstick, and everything. I mean, it was just such an amazing transformation. And then all these, like, really butch women had to go on stage and lip-sync to a Beyoncé song. And let me tell you, that was amazing. They just, I can't believe the transformation. These queens know how to do makeup. Shit, I don't do drag, but if I was going to, I would want one of these bitches to do my makeup for me. Because they really knew what they were doing. So props to BB, Chanel, Nina Flower. Jarrett was another one of my favorites from the show. I thought he did really, really good. He was a Puerto Rican guy with a big dick. I think he got kicked off the show because his dick kept popping out. Not literally out of his pants or anything, but he wasn't really tucking it tightly enough. Maybe it was just too big. Maybe he just couldn't hide it. So, yeah, a chick with a dick is just probably not going to cut it in that world, but I still thought he was absolutely beautiful as a woman, absolutely. So that's my take on that whole situation. Now I'd like to talk about Chris Brown and Rihanna a little bit, because I understand that she's taking him back. And I don't get that. Rihanna, what the hell is your problem, girl? Why would you take him back after he done beat your ass in like that? I mean, that is just ignorant, girl. I'm sorry, but that's just fucking ignorant. you know, when somebody beats you, you got to know that they're going to do it again, okay? They totally are. And so you're really just going to have to stop dating this guy. You're going to have to kick his ass out because it's like this. Now that you done beat my face in, it be time to be replacing. Stab you with my umbrella, then go find another fella. Ella, Ella, ay. Right, bitch? You better get his fucking beaten ass out from under your umbrella and hope he gets struck by lightning, because that piece of shit does not belong with you, and you are way too good for any man that's going to beat you. And whoever you are, wherever you are, if somebody's beating on you, you need to get them the hell out of your life, because nobody loves you if they beat you. That's bullshit. So pull yourself out of the dependence and get away from that person, because love is not supposed to hurt that bad, okay? So here we go. The next song is Nobody's Perfect by Madonna.
Sad, what I did wasn't right. silicon world.
All that he wants is a silicone world, because nobody's perfect. So if you're not perfect, go out and buy you some new titties and make yourself perfect. So yeah, the metal guy was in the chat room, and I guess he was like a little upset because, you know, he was trying to piss me off and it really wasn't working. And then George kicked him out of the room, which was really nice. Thank you, George. I just don't have time for that shit, you know. People say mean things to me all the time, not just because I'm a big openly gay faggot, but because, you know, I speak my opinion, I speak my mind, and I know people are not always going to agree with me, and they don't have to. You know, I had somebody send me a message this week saying, you know, I really liked your show, but I wish that you would use the word retarded a little bit less, or just not use it at all. You know, well, that's my prerogative as an artist and a DJ and an online personality to use whatever word that I want. And, you know, I'm not trying to offend retarded people or anybody who loves retarded people. Quite frankly, I don't like the word retarded in the clinical sense. I much prefer to use the word mentally challenged or handicapped when I'm referring to someone who is such. I don't really call people retarded. It's like the new gay, you know? Oh, that's so gay. People say that all the time. That doesn't offend me. My skin is a little bit thicker than that. And if you want to offend me, then faggot and that's so gay is just not going to cut it. I mean, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to offend me. But you'd have to get really personal, and I don't think that people know me well enough to get that personal with me. You don't know me, bitch. You don't know me like that. So stuff like that doesn't piss me off, you know. And I'm very unapologetic about, you know, using the word retarded, because George Bush is retarded, and you'll hear me say that repeatedly, you know, because it's just fun to say. It just kind of rolls off the tongue, you know, doesn't it? And the same way that I say Amy Winehouse is my favorite crackhead, you know, ain't she your favorite crackhead? That's just the way that I talk. And it's rough around the edges, and it may take some people some time to get used to that. But once you get past being offended by my vulgarity and my profanity, then perhaps you'll actually listen to the messages that I talk about and the things that I express in my art. Because crude and rude does not necessarily mean that I'm a bad person. It just means that that's the way that I deal with my shit. That's the way I handle my shit. That you don't have to handle yours that way. And by all means, there's a stop button. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you get pissed off at me and you really just don't want to listen anymore, then just click that button. You don't have to email me hating on me. I had a guy email me, a couple of guys this week, actually. I had sent them friend requests because I do that on MySpace. I send friend requests to people, too. I don't just sit and wait for people to find me and send me a friend request. And right now I've got almost 16,000 friends, and they're coming in every day, requests. But I find people online that are cool and gay, and they're guys, and I think, you know, I would like them to be my friend. So I'll send them a message, and I'll say, would you like to be my friend? And sometimes I'll get a really nasty message back. They'll say, why would I want to be your friend? The only thing you got going for you is that you're gay, you know? And I'm like, well, you are too. And what's so wrong with being open about it and honest, you know? I'm not in the closet. I'm not trying to hide anything about myself. I just am who I am. Thank you to Mike the Handsome Hunk, who's in the chat room with us today, joining us live. For your comments, and I'm glad you agree with me. I'm sure we probably agree on a lot of things. It's just that some people don't agree with the way that I deliver my messages or what I believe in. But, yeah, so this guy's like, oh, the only thing that's going on about you, the only thing you got going for you is that you're gay. And I'm like, no, that's so not true. I'm also a parent. I have two adopted kids. I advocate for gay adoption. I wrote a book called The Gay and Lesbian Adoption Guide. I told lots of people how to adopt kids that otherwise wouldn't have been able to. You know, we have 127,000 children available for adoption in the USA, and we have 5 million Christian right-wingers who don't think that gays should be adopting. If those right-wingers would get up off of their asses and adopt a child, then there wouldn't be any children for gay people to adopt. So they can just shut the fuck up and back off and let gay people adopt. As long as we can pass the same screening as anybody else to adopt, then we should have every right to do so. So I'm more than just a gay guy on the internet. I talked about Prop 8 in my last show, and that was the most popular show I've ever done. You know, gay marriage and such, you know. People should be able to get married if they want to. I've been married twice. I'm actually bisexual, and I'm proud of that, too. I'll tell people that I'm gay just because it's easier to fit that label that they want me to be in. But I'm very proud of my bisexuality. I've just settled down with a man. I've been with him for 16 years. I'm monogamous. I'm very much in love. And I'm very happy to have two adopted children who are straight. So the whole misconception that gay people raise gay kids is just really retarded. So let's move on here. I've got this next song. It's called Pretty Green Eyes. It's by Ultra Beat. And then after that, I'm going to play one of my songs. It's called The Majorities. And it's about my take on the way people view religion. And it's going to piss off some Christians. So stick around and listen to that one. I'll be back in a few.
Pretty green eyes. full of sparkle and such light. And let me remind, she chose not to cry, but it's alright, for your lover has come home. It's alright to cry, for I'll be there to wipe your tears, and in your arms, together we're in paradise, and it's so nice.
majorities. The majorities. Who is the majorities? Rewind the majorities. The majorities. The majorities. Who is the majorities? Rewind the majorities.
What is best? To be cursed or blessed? The product of incest, as the Bible suggests, or the evolution of a common pest? This question will never be put to rest.
The majorities, who is the majorities? Rewind the majorities, the majorities, the majorities. Rewind.
And that was my song. I wrote that, I produced it, I put all the music together, and I created it. It comes from a rap song that I did. Well, it's more like a spoken word piece. In fact, I'll just go ahead and give you some of it live right now. It questions God, which I no longer do. I know who God is in my own mind at this time. But at the time I wrote it, I wasn't sure, because a lot of people really, you know, think they know who God is, and they want to make us believe that their God is the God. And, you know, we have to decide that for ourselves, every individual. That's why we were born with a brain. Who is God? Does he have a penis? Have you ever seen him? Has he ever seen us? Does he really have a master plan, or is he just one of the many conceptions of mankind? I think not. Rewind to a spot of blood on a cross, and let the memories flood, like the loss of lives when Noah sailed a ship. And go deeper still to Genesis, and ask yourself, what did I miss? If he's truly our Savior, then why aren't we saved? If we're truly in his likeness, why can't we behave? What is best, to be cursed or blessed, the product of incest, as the Bible suggests, or the evolution of a common pest? This question will never be put to rest. Like a moth to a flame, seeking that we know not, following a path that our leader forgot. The mention of his name in vain brings great shame, but what about the pain that's ignored by the Lord? Like the suffering mother who cannot afford to feed the needs of her family, could it possibly be that God cannot see? What's this you say? His son healed the blind, was sacrificed and left behind to die for my sins, for which I am still condemned? While the rich get richer, the poor just suffer and die. Now can you see why I come to question why? If I'm in his likeness, he's likewise in mine. So call me Jesus. I too was left behind. An innocent teen getting by on sex crime and doing time. Hot bod, pretty face, selling both in any place I could. Thinking to myself that I really should repent my sins. But survival instinct always wins and takes priority. I'm the minority, not the majority. But it's so hard to see in a world clouded by self-denial, where only a prophet can bring a smile to the face of the masses. No, not those dumbasses who claim to be prophets while they fill their pockets and shoot rockets at the innocent. Is that what God meant for us to do? Those in his likeness? Me and you? And there's more, but I won't go on and on with it since we are short on time today. But I just wanted to share a little bit of that spoken word piece with you. And that's why I wrote that song. I'm tired of being judged by people, and I'm not going to judge them unless they're trying to cram their religion up my ass, and there's just not any room for it up there. Sorry. So here we go. I'm going to play something a little bit lighter. Cascada, Wouldn't It Be Good?
Remember the day there was a sign. It was the time to take me away into your arms. Would stop my pain. I feel like you in everything I do. Wouldn't it be good to be in your shoes, even if it was for just one day? Wouldn't it be good if we could wish ourselves away? And wouldn't it be good to be on your side? The grass is always greener over there. Wouldn't The time's passing by. I feel like you, I always do. You're my place to hide. I don't know why. Still here.
Wherever you are in the world,
You can listen to the Chaznator.
Say hello.
So say hello to the best techno music in the world. On RGIN, Radio Gay International Network, Friday. Tune in for my live webcast and watch me spin the hits. Chat in the chat room and say hello. Say hello.